Okay, today we're going to finish Perek Ches. We're going to do Mishnayos Zayin and Ches to bring us to the end of the Perek, where we've been talking about all these machlokos between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. So it says Mishnah Zayin: Misha achal b'shachach v'lo birech. If a person ate and he forgot, he didn't say a bracha, meaning he didn't bench, he didn't say birch samazon, and he's already left. He's already no longer in the place that he ate. So Beis Shammai omrim yachzol l'makomo v'yivarech. You got to go back to where you are in order to bench properly. Now in the Melacha Shlomo he points out Rashbam Zal Pirish Perak Arve Psachim the Bekol Zayin Aminim Abtunim Bracha Mein Gimul Mahiri. This isn't only about washing and benching. Anything you'd even need an Alamichya on, you would have to go back for. But Tosus disagrees with the Rashbam and they say no. This is only for bread. And he says V'shemanami Kol Minim Mizonos Sheish Ben Mehem Minim Ab Bechal Dvar Matunim Bracha Lachreimim Komon. Maybe for Mizonos foods as well, but not if you eat like dates or figs or something like that. Just because it requires bracha achron of alamichya does not mean that you necessarily have to go back. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether this is only about bread or this is about all zayin minim or only bread and mizonos foods. So anyway, so Bishamay says, gotta go back and bench. Beisalul omrim, yivarech b'makom sheniskar. Just say the bracha in the place where you remember, wherever you are. When you remember, that's where you should bench at that time, and in that place rather. So who is it over here? So the Bartanura points out, let's finish the Mishnah first. Ad ema sayhum uvarich, ad kidei sheyisak el hamazon shebemeyav. Until when are you mevarich? And that meaning how long after the meal do you have to still bench? You can still bench up until you've digested the food in your stomach. So if you look in the Bar Tanura, he says whenever you're no longer hungry because of the food that you ate in the previous meal, that's a good bet that it's not yet digested. But it's only if you forgot, the Beis Hillel says, you don't have to go back. But if you did it b'mezid, you left the place where you ate b'mezid, says the Bar Tanura, then you absolutely do need to go back, even according to the Beis Hillel. Tosas Yom Tov just points out that the Bar Tanura says this, that it's only if you forgot, but if you did it on purpose, then you do need to go back. So he says, "V'lo tema d'shachach t'tnan lo diakha kocha d'beishamai." Meaning, one might have argued, "No, maybe the same halacha, the same machlokas applies, even if you did it on purpose." And the only reason the Mishnah formulates it in a case of forgetting is to let you know that even then, the Beis Shammai holds that you have to go back, even if it wasn't your fault, you just forgot, it wasn't something that you did purposely. So no, that's why the Bar Tanura has to tell me, the reason we mentioned Shachach is because the Machlokas only applies in the case of Shachach. The Machlokas will not apply if you did it on purpose. It's really Mefurish in the Gemara that way, that Machlokas does not apply in a case where you did it on purpose. Now in the Melecha Shlomo, he points out that in the Bavli, there's a Braisa, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, where the Beis Hillel challenges the Beis Shammai, and the Beis Hillel says to the Beis Shammai, "Lidivreichem, according to you, someone who eats Barosh Habira, he eats on the top of the Empire State Building, and he forgets, and he goes all the way down to the bottom, and he didn't bench, and there were no elevators in those times, he's going to have to climb all the way back up the stairs to the top of the Empire State Building and bench." So Beis Shammai says to the Beis Hillel, "Let me ask you a question. Let's say a person was on the top of the Empire State Building and he left a treasure. He left a wallet full of $100 bills. Would he not go back up to take it? So if he's willing to go back up for his own kavod, he should for sure be willing to go back up for kavod shemayim." And the Gemara tells us, "Hanu tre talmidi." There were two talmidim. One of them did a shogeg like Beis Shammai and went back, and he and as his reward, he found a gold a wallet full of gold coins, and the other one followed Beis Hillel's shita. Bemazed, and he was devoured by a lion, because even Beis Hillel held that he did the wrong thing, because when you do it Bemazed, even Beis Hillel holds, you got to go back. So this guy followed the sheet of the Beis Hillel of not going back, even though he did it Bemazed, so he wasn't really following the sheet of the Beis Hillel. So that's a little editorial that the Braisa adds to expand on our Mishnah. And then the last Mishnah in the Perek, if wine came after the meal was over. So whether Birchas HaMazon has to be said over a cup of wine. So if wine was brought to them after the meal, there's no wine available to them, but the except for what's in that cup. So Beis Shammai Omer Mivarech Al Yayin V'Achar Kach Mivarech Al HaMazon. That's first you say the bracha on the wine, drink it, and then bench without wine, because you don't have to say Birchas HaMazon on a cup of wine. No, bench holding that cup and then say bracha on the wine afterwards. So that's the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you need a cup of wine for birchas hamazon. And I think in my second sefer I have a piece on that, on being mevarich al hayayin, why it is that so many people are not makbid about that inyan of being mevarich over a kos of yayin. If you look at the Tosfos Yom Tov, he writes kol yomos hashana kamar. We're talking about not Shabbos, not Motzei Shabbos, stam, a regular day. V'tana hiktim tchila dina kiddush mishum diayin the kiddush kodem mitzar chisudo emein yodem asegas k'demask p'tur or chayim reishayin aleph. The reason, the order of this parak, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, is we started with things that relate to kiddush because that has to be prioritized in terms of spending. If you only have enough money for one or the other, you spend money on kiddush before you spend money on your Tuesday night dinner. Now, from the fact that it's once it starts discussing kiddush, so we discuss different halachos that relate to Shabbos and Yom Tov, and then all the way at the end of the parak we get to the halacha of a regular meal. Now, the Mishnah continues. I'm sorry. The we said Beis Shammai holds you mevarich al yayin and then you mevarich al hamazon. So what does that mean? You have to drink the wine during the meal and not use it for birchas hamazon. Is that like a requirement? So the Tos Yom Tov adds two very critical words. He says mevarich al yayin im yirtza. If you want to, but of course you don't have to drink the wine during the meal. You're allowed to save it till later. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, and tells Rabbi Kiva Eger, says, wait a second. Beis Shammai is telling me I could do whatever I want. And Beis Hillel says, no, you need to save this kos till after the meal. Isn't this yet another example of Kulei Beis Shammai v'Chumrei Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai is being more makil? And in Maseches Eduyos, we have an entire parak of the Kulei Beis Shammai v'Chumrei Beis Hillel, and this one's not in the list. So the Tos Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a Rashba in a Tshuva Shin Mem Beis, who says that according to Beis Shammai, you have to make a bracha on the yayin beforehand, that you must, not that you have the right to, but that you must drink the wine beforehand. Because Beis Shammai understands when the Pasuk says, V'achalta v'savat, V'achalta is achila, v'savata is shtia, and only then v'erachta. So you need to drink the wine. So then it's not a kulei Beis Shammai. Adraba, the Beis Shammai is being machmir that you must drink the wine before the birchas hamazon. Next machlokas in the Mishnah. Beisalam mevarich al mazon. I'm sorry. Only namein achar Yisrael hamevarich. He answers amen when Yisrael says a bracha. Ve'inu namein achar Hakuti hamavarich atchiish makala bracha. But if a kuti says a bracha, then you don't answer amen unless you heard the entirety of the bracha. Because it's possible that the kuti was saying the bracha to some avodah zara, that he wasn't saying the bracha to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as the Bar Tanur points out, Shema Berich Lahar Grisim. You don't know that he was saying a bracha to Hashem. Tos Sanche Shem just points out on the side of the page of the classic editions of the Mishnayos, which I think I've mentioned in the past, but we'll mention again. The proper way to learn Mishnayos is with the classic Yachin Boaz Mishnayos, where you have a Tosas Yom Tov, you have a Melech Shlomo, you have a Tosas Rabbi Kiveg. That's the way to learn Mishnayos. All the other newer Mishnayos that are easy to use, and that it's nice and it's good and it will get you through it. But I remember when I was in 12th grade, I was learning from a Kahati Mishnayos, a Hebrew Kahati. I was very into Mishnayos when I was in 12th grade. So I was doing a parak a day from a Kahati Mishnayos. I finished Seder Zeraim a couple of times, and I think maybe Seder Moed as well a couple of times. And one of my Rebbeim saw me learning from the Kahati Mishnayos with Baruch Simon, and he said, it's great, it's wonderful that you're learning, and it's wonderful that you're learning from the Kahati Mishnayos, but you should know the goal is to learn from the real Mishnayos, from the classic editions of the Mishnayos. That's why I'm constantly quoting from the commentaries on the side of the real Mishnayos, of the classic editions of the Mishnayos. But anyway, so the Tos Sanche Shem writes that Ha'idun Ano Gal Milano Sachar Mivarech Shemaskar Hashem Baruch Hu Varuch Shemo. that nowadays we have this practice that we don't just answer Amen after a bracha, but when someone says the Shem Hashem, we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo as a response to the Shem Hashem, even in the middle of the bracha. So he quotes Marash Abuav that this minhag that the Torah quotes from his father, the Rush, of saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, is dafka after the bracha that the Ona is not chayavin. But if you need to be yotzei with that bracha, then you cannot interrupt with the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in the middle of that bracha. That's why very often you're in a shul for Tekiyah Shofar, the rabbi might announce, have in mind to be yotzei with the bracha, answer a main to the bracha, but do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because then the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is going to be a hefsik in middle of the bracha. That's why some are makbid not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo during the brachas of Chazaras Hashatz. If you hold that you need to be yotze, that it's some form of tefilas hatzibur, which is how Rav Soloveitchik understood it, that you need to be yotze with, and that's why Talmidim Rav Soloveitchik stand with their feet together the entire Chazaras Hashatz, because they hold that it's their tefila also, so they don't want to answer Baruch Baruch Shema in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. Others never answer Baruch Baruch Shema to anything. I think Rav Soloveitchik had something like that also, but and some won't answer Baruch Baruch Shema if we're relying on the chazan in the morning for a shachris to be motzi you in the birchas hashachar. But if you're not relying on him, you said the birchas hashachar yourself, then you can't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So let's quickly summarize Mishnah Zayin and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin was that Beis Shammai, if you benched and then you left that location, Beis Shammai says, gotta go back to that location. I mean, not you benched. You ate and you left the location without benching. Beis Shammai says, get back to that location to bench. And Beis Hillel says, nah, you can bench wherever you are, but the time limit on benching is until you digest the food. And then in Mishnah Ches, we had two machlokos that Beis Shammai held you don't need to be mevarich al hakos, and therefore you could drink the wine before benching, even if you have only one kos. And Beis Hillel says you do need to be mevarich al hakos. And then further machlokos was Beis Hillel holds that further halacha that you only answer amen after Yisrael hamevarich, but akuti you have to make sure you hear the entire bracha because you have no idea if he's really being mevarich to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos, the ninth and, of course, the final parak of Maseches Brachos. So we're moving right along. It goes quickly. When you do two Mishnayos a day, you start accomplishing more than you even realize. So everyone have a wonderful day.